So, is it second
objection, your objection, that the reason you are not involved in an area of calling is because there's a deficit, there's a gift, a skill required which you don't have, a resource required, and yet you have a conviction that God is asking you to do something, but you dare not get involved in it because you believe that you don't have what takes. I think whatever God is telling Moses is what he needs to tell you, that I cannot send you somewhere to embarrass you. I'm sending you because I know you'll succeed. You'll worship me in this mountain. Having succeeded, people have come out, you will worship me in this mountain. But between that worship, there's the going to Egypt and convicting and getting the Israelites to believe in him. Then there is the going to Pharaoh and getting Pharaoh to agree to release his labor force. Then there is the journey back to this mountain. God has given the final picture of the leadership role Moses is being given. But the problem is along the way. The objections are, God, I am not the right person. Why don't you notice and agree with me that because of this and this, I may not know. But you see, God is not getting new information about you. Before he gave you this task, he knew you. So just ask him and he'll give you help.